Mr. Sahad, you are a former member of the Libyan Army and Air Force. We're hearing reports of real atrocities committed by the Libyan Army against protesters. And we're also hearing reports of members of the military defecting. What is going on?
Actually, this scenario started in Benghazi. The demonstrators could not be in peaceful situation until a unit from the army moved and took over the barracks, which contains another battalion of Gaddafi security. That battalion used to shoot against the demonstrators, used to send mercenaries, used to do all kind of harm for the demonstrators, for even the inhabitants of Benghazi. But when that army unit moved and took over that barracks, Benghazi started to breathe in peace. It is also in many other places, military units joined the people, like in Mazrata, the academy, the Air Force Academy, joined the people. Also, some units in Mazrata, some units in El Zawiya joined. Now, one thing I would like to say here, in Gaddafi's 40-year rule, he emptied the army from its strength so that you will see these units, only the units which can move, which have weapons, which have ammunition, can do something to help. Others will be hesitant. But I am getting information that many officers joining the demonstrators, many officers refusing the orders of Gaddafi to shoot at the people. Two pilots landed in Malta because they refused to take the orders and raid the cities in Benghazi and in Tripoli. They left Libya, they went to Malta, they are asking political asylum now.
Two pilots is a long way from an entire military. Do you believe there's a chance of the military completely siding against Gaddafi?
I am sure, ma'am. The other pilots refused and they were under arrest. Other pilots went and they throw all the what they have, bombs, they throw them in the desert and they came back. We have these reports from inside. But these two pilots, they were asked to go to bomb Benghazi. They left until they found themselves away from the radar and away from the air defense system. And then they changed the course to Malta. It's not easy in Libya. 40 years of tyranny, of oppression, of fear. I mean, person will feel frightened even in his home. This is the situation which Gaddafi brought on this country. And I'm telling you, what you're seeing, those people who go to the streets, they are very, very, very brave. They are sacrificing themselves. They know what's waiting for them, but they went to the streets and they are raising their voice, and we all should respect that.
What would you like to see the United Nations Security Council do?
Security Council should take all measures, A, to protect the civilians by all means. We are seeing a government using all kind of weapons against its own people, using mercenaries against its own people. B, Gaddafi himself should be brought to trial. He is now committing crime of war, and that should be brought to justice. Third, in Libya, there are very, very urgent needs for medical supplies, medicines, doctors, or even hospitals. We are getting a very, very, very alarming reports from the hospitals in Benghazi, in Tripoli, in almost every place in Libya. They are in need for a basic first aid. Also, there is a shortage in food. It starts to run down. I would like to see the international community start shipping aid to Libya. They can use the Egyptian borders. They can use the Tunisian borders. They can use the harbors of Libya on the Mediterranean. Every hour delay, more souls will be lost, more blood will be shed, and more massacre will be taking place in Libya.
One final question. What would you like to see from the United States?
Ma'am, I would like to express and convey to American people the disappointment, the bitter disappointment of the Libyan people from the stand of the United States of America, from the stand of this administration. The stand of this administration is very, very devastating for the Libyan people. The Libyan people expected that the United States will stand for its values in support of democracy, freedom, human rights. But what we're seeing from the administration is nothing. I could not understand. It does not add up.
Ibrahim Abdulaziz Sahad, you are Secretary General of the National Front for the Salvation of Libya. Thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you very much.